Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have the school's letter that they sent out. We're going to get this to Paul Watson for an article later. From Prince George County in Maryland, suburb of D.C., and it doesn't say anywhere that there is a waiver. So here's the proof right here. They sent a letter out saying they had to take it and there was no waiver. The lady we're talking to, Kellyanne Davis, went and covered all this because she's an activist. Her son was damaged by vaccines, got autism from it. And she went in behind an area where they couldn't get to it, but they came in through another door. There were the vaccine waiver forms. This is the key. They were able to get the packets they were giving the parents. It didn't have anything about the vaccine waiver form. Unfortunately, but hindsight's 20/20, she's done a great job. She gave that to the local Fox reporter, thinking they would make a big issue out of it, but she did get the number to two parents, so she's going to try to get the actual packet they were handing out. But that's really academic, because I have in my hot little hand the letter that they sent out, and it says nothing about vaccine waivers. So we have them red-handed right here, ladies and gentlemen. Again, no law you have to take vaccines, but herding them in. This is happening all over the country. And the point is, there's now an alternative media that will counter this and cover this. So who did you get the actual packets from that they were actually giving the parents? Tell us about that, Kelly.
I just walked up to the table, and I said, can I have one of those packets? And she said, are you a parent? And I said, yes, because I am a parent. So she gave me the packet. We looked at it quickly, saw that the immunization form was not there, and we walked outside where all the news people were. And, of course, the line had dwindled down, but it was still a little bit out the door. And we walked outside, and we went up, and I introduced myself to Glenn, and we just started asking him about why the immunization forms were not in the packet. I have it in my hand as I was in front of the CNN cameras. And you have that clip. And the gentleman I was with, Jim Moody, brought up the safety issue. And the CNN reporter asked Glenn, well, what do you think about that? And he even, he kind of concurred with Jim, saying, you know, we should have the option. And he said that's what she was bringing up to our attention, is that the forms were not with the packets. And so we're going to correct that. That's in that clip right there. There's a CNN clip that I sent you.
And we've got that clip. We're going to play that coming up. Again, I just got this from a parent. This is a direct link to the Prince George County School District. And they say here that you have to come in and take the shot and imply it's the law and say nothing about waivers. So we have them red-handed right here.
Right. And in the video that you have on YouTube, the school official was trying to contradict me in that video. You see me talking to him, and I was talking about the press release, and he was saying it was just the announcement. And then I was trying to tell him, but it has all of, you know, you will be reprimanded, your child will be immunized on the site. It has all of that in there.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble and maybe spend 10 days in jail because we're a pack of liars engaging in fraud trying to make you take injections.
Yeah, they were not being transparent.
Then the police state kicked in, though. When we get back, I want you to tell people about that, but go ahead and start.
That's the part, you know, I mean, I got to tell you, Alex, I go to a lot of meetings. I set up a lot of meetings. I'm very level-headed, you know, diplomatic. But I'll tell you, when you start having the state start forcing parents to inject what I believe injured my child, and there's thousands of other parents around the country who believe exactly like I do.
There's no belief about it. There's thousands of medical studies.
Exactly. And you're going to inject these children with the neurotoxin and force them to do it? That's when I start getting really upset.
Well, I mean, used to, you know, 10 years ago it was 12 shots, and then it was 25 shots, and then 34
right.
shots, and now 45 shots, and some
yep.
states 55 shots.
Exactly.
I mean, is it going to be 5 million shots? Just giant children walk in and lay down on a bed, and a huge, huge robotic system hits them with 5,000 needles?
Well, there is a guy out there who advocates on the other side and said that he believes that children can take 5,000 shots and be perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Yeah, the government's pushing and they can take. Yeah. Hey, and it won't matter if all of us are autistic. It'll be like the Matrix. They'll insert us into little pods and feed off of our energy. I mean, folks, this is a big deal. This is mass fraud, totally documented, red-handed. We have them.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in this hour, we're going to give you the zombie poll that we commissioned. We did it fairly. We were wanting to get Ron Paul high numbers. We would have asked, we would have given his bio first, told people about him. That's what they do for Romney and Giuliani. We've got separate polls from Gallup Poll, Zogby, and others doing that, which they've commissioned, of course, themselves. We would have asked those questions first, introduced him, gotten people to like him, and then asked questions. We didn't do that. We head-to-head just asked about the different individuals. Then, in a blind poll, we gave the policies of the candidates, and Ron Paul won by a massive margin. So, here's the headline. In a national scientifically conducted poll, and by the way, we had them go at hardline Republicans that aren't on YouTube. We even have that in the question that aren't in MySpace, Ron Paul's core, you know, young people, the internet, and libertarians, in mainline Republicans and Democrats, but it was skewed towards Republicans. That's who they tried to get to answer most of the questions. Ron Paul won two major areas of the poll. And I'm trying to digest this during the breaks. There's so much more going on. We're going to go back to our guests in just a minute. By the way, this poll did cost $4,500. And now it looks like if we want Zogby to publish it, it's more money. But whatever, we've got it and we can publish it and we'll probably just pay the money. The money means nothing to me. Literally, it's fuel in my X-Wing and the fight against the New World Order. And I hope you will continue to support us, plus get the most powerful films out there, bar none. Loose Change Final Cut, now available on DVD, a whole new film, the preeminent 9/11 video. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is now out on DVD. Huge discounts on Endgame. You can get it discounted when you get Loose Change for the regular price. You can get Endgame discounted. The music of Endgame and Terror Storm with audio clips of myself speaking, very powerful. That's available for $9.95. 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts for $9.95. Ball caps for $6.95. That's like a dollar more than they cost us. It's all about getting the information out. And when we get extra capital in here, folks, we spend it on more webmasters, on more information, on more better cameras, on Zogby polls, on Ron Paul video contest. We are in combat mode. It's all ammo. So go to PrisonPlanet.com right now and link through the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and order. You know, get original, novel gifts that aren't a tire, fruitcake, or fighting the mad crowds at the shopping malls or Wally World, Walmart, Target. You can do all your shopping right now, save the money on gas, know you're giving somebody an original gift that's powerful, buy a bunch of copies of Endgame as low as $10 a piece when you get them in bulk at InfoWars.com. Get a bunch of end games. Get a bunch of loose change final cuts. It needs to be given to everybody in your family, and don't wait. Just say, hey, here's your Christmas present early. I hope you enjoy. Tell me what you think of this film. Go to InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen, and get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. When you call that number, you can ask all the different specials. There's 20 of them, and there's more than that, and all the different books and videos that can answer your questions, take your order, give you a mailing address if that's what you want. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply go to prisonplanet.tv and see Endgame in super high quality for 15 cents, $5.95 a month. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, all these special reports. Next Tuesday or Wednesday, the 28th? What is the 28th? That's actually this Sunday. We're going to launch Endgame 1.5. Over an hour and 10 minutes of extra interviews, things that happened in Istanbul, things that happened in Ottawa with the Bilderberg Group, interviews, so much more really powerful info. We couldn't have the film be 5 hours long, so we had to cut a lot. Well, an hour and 10 minutes at least. We may even put more up. Endgame 1.5 coming up the 28th for PrisonPlanet.tv members exclusively. So get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership or give it as a gift. Email somebody. Go set up another account. It takes about a minute and a half. With PayPal or credit card, get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for yourself. If you already have one, go get another $5.95 trial membership, a monthly membership. And then send somebody, say, here's your passcode and here's your username. You just go type it into the box on the website and go watch thousands of videos and clips, download them, burn them to disk, whatever. You can send them the code, a nice little card. You know, get the code yourself, write it down, mail it to them, whatever. The point is, you get powerful information, and it makes what we're doing here possible. I think I'm going to do another scientific study. This poll, you could call it fair, but by the time they got done with it, it really leaned against Ron Paul, but he still won. I think I'm going to copy a Mitt Romney or Giuliani poll, but change it around for Ron Paul now. And I'm going to use another mainline scientific polling company, Mason-Dixon, Gallup, something like that, Angus and Reid, and if I get the money in. And I want to give people Christmas bonuses. It may be better polls, but I can't help myself. I think we may do a skewed poll. See, and even write about it. This one isn't. This one, frankly, leans against Paul. I tried to make it fair, but looking at it now, it's not. He still won. I think I'm going to do a skewed poll and show you him win by 60-plus percent, not 34%. I think I'm going to do that as a scientific study to show you. I thought we'd get results like this if we did a fair poll, and we did. We did. I'm sorry. Our guest is holding. I'm already getting off into other subjects. I'm just so excited. We're going to go back to her here in just a moment, and I appreciate Kellyanne Davis for joining us. Let me just read to you, if there's any doubt, what Prince George County Public Schools sent out in an email and in a mailed letter. This is from their website, www.1.pgcps.org, /work area/show content.aspx, ID = 30952. Now, listen to this. This is them premeditatedly telling people they have to come do it. But it shows they did it all in legalese to do everything they could to imply it was the law when it isn't. This shows massive deception. Listen to this. Schools health department working together to immunize all school children. County schools, government go to court to provide children's immunizations. So they're saying we go to court to rope you in and fool you and color of law you. Putting the educational and health needs of the children first, Prince George County Public Schools, so they put the children first. And the county health department announced today that parents have been ordered to appear in court so their children can be compliant with state immunization requirements. See, but they're being called there for being truant because the school kicked them out. But then they say, no, you're being called to be compliant with state immunization requirements, not a law. Children should not be deprived. See, it's about the welfare they care. Children should not be deprived of an education when our county offers free immunizations. But it's the school that deprived them and kicked them out. This is a public health and children's rights issue. Oh, it's the rights. They're fighting for their rights that we are determined to correct. Oh, they're going to correct it, said Board of Education Chair R. Owen Johnson, Jr., who made the announcement today outside the Circuit Court of Prince George County. Children need to be in school to learn. Well, why'd you kick them out? Every day they are not permitted to attend school by you because they have not received their vaccinations is a missed opportunity. By you. On Saturday, November 17, 2007, the first of a series of hearings will be held in the Circuit Court of Prince George County, 14735 Main Street, Upper Marlboro. Parents will appear with 1,671 children who will receive needed vaccinations administered by the Prince George County Health Department, licensed health care professionals. Quote, one of the first important things parents can do to protect their children from vaccine-preventable diseases is to make sure their children receive all their immunizations, said Donald Shell, MD, MA, health officer. Working in partnership with our county schools is our goal to provide immunizations to all children in need. With immunization of children, parents must partner with health department to authorize the delivery of services to their child. But they were there thinking, oh, we're going to be arrested 10 days in jail if we don't, and there's no law. Now, while I still have time, let's play a minute of Mr. Ivey on the show last week admitting that, and by the way, his kids don't take it, he said that later, that there is no law. Here it is, and then we'll come back to our guest. Glenn Ivey. Mr. Ivey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us in a nutshell what's happening.
Well, we've had, as you pointed out, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 kids who have not gotten all of their shots taken care of, and so they're not able to go to school. We've tried to do it the easy way with free vaccinations and vaccination days we've done around the county, the school system, the health department, but, you know, we still have a lot of parents that haven't complied, so they asked the court system to help out, and I was willing to step in.
Mr. Ivey, you're a lawyer, and you've also worked as a federal prosecutor, and now you're the state's attorney for Prince George County, a very large populated county. How many people are in your county?
We're somewhere in the neighborhood of 875,000.
So that's a big county. Many
yeah,
of
we
you.
Are. We yeah. are. This covers the east side of Washington, D.C.
Now, if you watch this Fox 5 newscast, have you seen that?
I have not.
Well, I mean, they talk about how for not taking the shots, they're going to be arrested. But isn't it really that there's no law you have to take the vaccines? But then if you're truant, that's when criminal penalties kick in?
Yeah, there's a statute here in Maryland called Child in Need of Supervision. And I have used it for chronic truancy cases to pressure the parents to get their kids back in school. We would use that same theory on the vaccinations case. If we've, you know, exhausted all other opportunities and options.
Well, the reason I got you on, and I appreciate you coming on in a timely fashion, is that you, out of the principals, the teachers, the parents, are not ignorant of the law. You're obviously a very intelligent and successful individual. You know this is coercion because there is no law you have to take the shots. By state and federal law, they're supposed to present them with the waiver form for religious, medical, or other objections. And that the schools then kick them out wrongly, claiming they can't be there without the shots because they're mandated by the governor and the state as recommended. And then once the truancy kicks in,
we'll come back with the rest of it and go to our guest. Stay with us. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Ira hates, Ira hates. Call him drunken, Ira hates.
All right, Kellyanne Davis is our guest. You can hear the rest of that interview with Mr. Ivy if you want. I don't have time to play it all. But hearing all of that, Kelly, what is it like to know there's no law? You were there. The people thought it was the law. They weren't giving them the waivers. They thought they'd go to jail if they didn't. This is a perfect fraud. I mean, this is mass fraud, official oppression being committed by this county and the health department against these people. And then how did they behave once they found out who you were?
Well, see, that's what makes me angry, Alex, is, you know, as a parent, I'm not going to sit around and watch another parent be forced or pressured, you know, the model of pressure that Glenn was saying, into injecting their children with a vaccine that isn't safe. I mean, my son was injured by his vaccines. And I, you know, me and thousands of other parents are not going to sit back and quietly allow the government to put that kind of pressure tactic on other Americans.
But even if you don't have children, folks, they have openly said they have forced inoculation programs for smallpox, anthrax, and a whole litany of different dangerous vaccines if we're, quote, attacked or during emergencies. And the whole apparatus of shadow government now is operating under this, and Bush signed continuity of government over to himself and then to the UN this year under the guise of bioattack. I mean, they've been gearing up for this for a long time. This is a very dangerous precedent, and now they've hired tens of thousands of preachers nationwide. That's been mainstream news. We broke it before it was mainstream news. We got the FEMA documents training preachers to tell their flocks to submit to forced inoculations when there's no law. I mean, this is out of control.
Yeah, it's out of control. And the part that was the most that got me, it kind of surprised me, and it did get me angry on Saturday, and actually my friend had to kind of calm me down. I wanted to go to the restroom, and this was a couple hours into everything, and of course they knew where I stood on the whole issue, and we'd gone in front of the CNN cameras and held our packet and said, where's the immunization form? So that had already occurred, and I wanted to go to the restroom, and I don't know if you got to see the video, but I don't look like a thug. At least I don't think I look like a thug. And so I just want to go to the restroom, and I noticed that Glenn's assistant, Michael, I knew who he was. He was the guy that had been hanging up on me when he told me the time.
That's Glenn Ivey. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't tell you when it was going to be held.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know why that was top secret, but even Glenn admitted that was wrong. You know, they're in the information business, of course, his office is. So
sure
I started walking over there, and he was following me, and I was pretending like I didn't notice what he was doing, but he was like, you know, like 5 feet behind me. So I was going through this, and he was saying, well, you know, the courthouse is not open to the public right now. I said, this is a public building. No, this is a closed. This is not open for the public today. We're doing you a favor by allowing you to go to the restroom.
Yeah, just total like, color, again, more color of law. You could have been in there filing stuff for a business or for a deed. Then now a public building, they selectively enforce. Well, if they're selectively claiming there's a law to take shots when they're in, why not? Why stop there?
Oh, I know. They were obviously threatened by me for whatever reason.
Now, you told me yesterday they also followed you with the dog.
They did. That's what I'm saying. So I went through the detectors, and they were saying that, like, right in the lobby area. So I walked, and I was walking, and I heard him. He was talking to the policeman with the dogs. You saw that in the video. They were behind me when I was talking, and the dogs and the policeman came up to another reporter and asked her to move. But so they started following me. So I was, like, 20 feet down, and I really didn't know which way the restroom was. And I heard him going, Miss Davis, and I'm looking, and so they're like following me. So they're catching up to me, and I was starting to get mad. And I turned around, and there was like three policemen with these dogs. I said, "You do not need to escort me to the restroom. I know where the restroom is."
You're lucky they didn't tase you.
Well, you know what? If they had, I mean, they would be definitely messing with the wrong person. Trust me on that. I mean, I was really starting to get upset at that point. And they said, well, and the one policeman was telling the other two that had joined him, she's not one of them. I said, excuse me? I'm not one of them. I happen to be a parent with a child who was injured by vaccines. And, of course, this affects every parent in this country.
Oh, I bet those cops those cops have got a cousin or a nephew or a child that's autistic.
Exactly. So I was just like, dude, and I was getting mad now. I'm like, dude, I was already through the doors where there was nobody, you know, going back towards the restrooms. And I said, and I turned around, I spun around, and I said, do not follow me to the restrooms. I do not need to be escorted. Like, you know, I feel like a thug.
Look, the whole country is under martial law. They're just now trying to let us know we're under it. So
was weird.
What ended up happening?
Because I went to the restroom, and there were two nurses in there, and I was upset. I was like, telling me I'm not one of them. You know, I'm like, I'm so, this makes me so upset. You know, I want to go out and tell the news what these guys are doing. So anyways, the guy was waiting for me when I got out of the restroom, and he escorted me back to the doors, you know, so I couldn't talk to anybody.
Oh, yeah,
so
they don't want you waking the cattle up who've been frauded into being there. Stay there. I want to talk to you a little bit more on the other side. Then we're going to the Ron Paul poll, the public declarations of setting up martial law here in the United States and restricting free speech. It's all happening. They're moving against us. They know we're awake to them now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
They came by the hundreds on a chilly Saturday morning to explain why their children had not received state-mandated vaccinations like those for chickenpox and hepatitis B. Some carried the letter written by the local state's attorney threatening them with jail or fines if they didn't comply.
Completely out of line. Want to put people in jail. This is like a junk mail sent to us. Ridiculous people. Who want to go to jail for simple immunization? Go send a letter like this, like a solicitation? We're not stupid.
Parents concerned about the safety of some vaccines confronted the state's attorney, who was threatening parents with jail, saying waivers should be more readily available.
There are serious considerations for safety that need to be addressed before compelling people to vaccinate, even as in bishops going to school.
Well, Mr. Ivey, what about those safety concerns?
Well, I think they're fair. They're fair considerations, and we talked about them on the phone yesterday, I believe. And I think the idea is that the parents that have those concerns have the right to execute the waiver. The point we were just talking about there was making the waiver more readily available inside right now.
Waivers are available only for medical and religious reasons, and opponents want to see that broadened. Early indications are the day did what authorities hoped. Many of those standing in line got free vaccinations for their children inside the courthouse so the kids can return to school next week.
There you go. And they were all there thinking it was the law. This is dumb, me being here for not giving them the vaccination. Well, I'm here. So mission completed, but at least now there's resistance for the first time, because they've been doing this for decades. And they would do this under color of law 80 years ago, 50 years ago, 25 years ago with eugenics. They would just health department come pick you up and come sterilize you. Well, this is the same type of thing where they just announce it's the law and you've got to do it. In closing, Kelly Ann Davis, I salute you for what you've done. Certainly now the people are becoming educated around the country that it's not the law. But at the same time, the establishment used this as a way to push and have a news announcements coast to coast on national television that it was the law. And that you have to take it when there is no law. So this is a big deal here when we have a huge fraud like this.
Right. I just wish the mainstream media would also pick up the story, because I think it's just, it tells a lot that I have to be escorted to the restroom by armed policemen with dogs. I mean,
Because you wanted people to know that there was no law.
Right. And that they had the option to use exemptions. And that there were safety issues here. You know, I mean, just that's all. I had the power of information.
Even the exemptions, there's no law to begin with. Then they add the exemption to give more color of law. That's not even needed. And that's been won in court. It's just unbelievable. Well, as this develops, we'll talk to you more, Kelly, and I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you just for making the issue aware. We really appreciate it, Alex.
Are there any particular websites or groups that you work with you'd like to plug?
Well, I'm just trying to think of, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head.
Hey,
I'm just kind of coming on here as a voice for myself and my son right now.
All right, well, good job. I'm glad you responded and went and made a difference. God bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. And I know we had other listeners that were there that have called me off air. Later in the next hour, we have time to take calls. I meant to take calls today, but just so much happened. The Ron Paul polls come in. I've got all this martial law news that Steve Watson put together that really, after I read it, puts a picture that was even bleaker than I thought. They're making their move. But Aaron Dykes, we're going to get into this Ron Paul situation in a minute, but what is it like to know there's no law, to see all the documents, to have it all here, to live this, and to know the general public, again, is dumbed down and has no idea? They're like lambs for the slaughter. And this illustrates that we have state, federal, and local governments that are just completely lawless and know they're running scams against the public.
It's an absolute nightmare after reading quotes from Bertrand Russell and Zbigniew Brzezinski about biochemical control of the population, about inoculating and using diet and injections to control us, and now we have to have injections when there's no law. It's a nightmare. It's just horrifying.
And people all over the country watching CNN, Fox, all of it, saw that and heard, oh, well, it's the law. I have arguments with people who have businesses and are successful, and they still go, the government wouldn't lie. There's a law. And I'm like, no, there isn't. You just heard Ivy, the state attorney. It's the same thing with the IRS. It is an offshore corporation. It is a scam. It is a fraud. It is paid to private banks. But they will come arrest you, and juries will convict you in many cases. You know, I'd say 6-7 times out of 10, though that's changing. At least people are getting, you know, found not guilty now in many cases, but not in the majority. And you try to tell a cop this. You try to tell the public this. Look, we're not lying to you, and we've proven it. And another example is churches. Until 1955 or so, no one got 501c3 tax exemptions, because the First Amendment said Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and then on to the freedom of the press and assembly and the rest of it. The First Amendment has like 5 clauses in it. A, most Americans don't know that. B, they just told bigger megachurches, hey, if you want to get involved in other charities and do things that aren't church-related, why don't you just sign this form? And their lawyers of the big diocese, the Catholic Church, and others told them to do this. And so now I see articles where rabbis in Denver who have 10 people over their house get arrested, or little Baptist churches in the country that had just never signed on in 100 years get raided, or they take churches and say, no 501c3. There's no law. If a church wants to opt into that, that's one thing, but they don't have to. And the courts have even ruled that, but it doesn't matter. They have special tax courts that aren't real courts, just like family courts. You go into family court, there's no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no due process. Though a federal court just ruled that the family courts have to stop this, that they just can't come to somebody's door without a warrant and demand to be let in and take somebody's child. That was just big news a month and a half ago. I mean, folks, to know that there's mass fraud being committed, to have the absolute facts of it, We've got to warn people. We've got to get this information out to the people. Now, we're going to have more as the show develops, and we have the raw data. We have the entire poll, all 20 pages or whatever it is, of their breakdowns. And I wanted this to be a simple poll, and they assured us this was a simple poll, though I can't believe anyone would even sit through this. I mean, this is a gargantuan thing, and they say it's tiny. You know, how old they are, which demographic they're from, do they watch YouTube, are they on the internet a lot, do they get on MySpace? And they specifically went after, you know, you call them up, and they basically tell you what they're going to do. And I said, I want it to be fair, three simple questions. And they said, well, how about this? How about that? So basically, Zogby did what they wanted. I wanted this to be a fair poll. I've got to say that knowing how polls work and studying them, but now I really learned working with them for 3 days last week, and now seeing this, that basically they ended up doing what they wanted. They took our questions, but then added dozens of other questions around them. And they went after mainline, hardcore Republicans who aren't on the internet. That's their predominant group they targeted. And I wanted to illustrate this, but the good news is, I may even try another one with these same people and just demand it be like three simple questions. But even though the Ron Paul won two of the three detailed questions, in a blind question about the candidates reading their bio, and by the way, we said fair bios. Frankly, the other bios lean towards other candidates. We had to get them to change the Mitt Romney thing. It said in there, the great man who fixed everything and was a love and a great family man. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. Well, what's going on with this? And the same thing with Giuliani. And with Ron Paul, it was very mild and just stated where he stands. He won that. And we're going to go over all of those numbers. But this is big news. Now, before the primary, I'm going to do it. I'm going to contact some other major polling firms, and I may even use Zogby. I think at least somebody else. And I think we're going to take a Zogby poll or a Gallup poll that was skewed towards Romney or McCain or somebody else, and there's been a bunch of those published. And they have a lot of different ways of doing this. Paul Watson last week did a story where they would ask, which candidate are you going to vote for in the primary? And if they said Mitt Romney, they'd go on to a few questions and say thank you. Or if they said Giuliani, they'd go on to a few reasonable questions and say thank you. If they said Ron Paul, and we got copies of the poll and it was reported in the news, they would ask, what is your favorite sexual position? How do you cook rice? And people would hang up. And so then they wouldn't get a Ron Paul respondent. You understand how that works? It's kind of like a jury pool. They would knock them out. At least this poll was fair in the respect that they did not do that. Okay? So this is a poll. I mean, Aaron, what do you think? Do you think this poll leaned a little bit against Ron Paul?
Well, the blind bio was blind, at least in theory.
And that's where he won, hands down.
Hands down.
And then he also won hands down on the war question.
Yeah, people obviously went out of the war. You can see that through all the demographics.
And again, this is mainly Republicans, but still the majority of them wanted Paul, and they wanted – but tell you what, you've got the floor. You've been studying this the last hour since it came in. Aaron Dykes, walk through it all. We've got Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo listening. I want articles from all of you men from different angles of this. And we're also going to post the raw poll up there. Unlike a lot of people, we want you to actually see what happened. This is big news. Ron Paul, the bottom line, if people are actually shown his policies, and if they're actually shown where he stands, hands down they go for him. And hands down, with the smaller sample of Democrats, he was the most popular. Again, just like the bookies have said, they know how to analyze this because in their business, if they get it wrong, they're out of business. They're saying Ron Paul is the only guy that can beat Hillary Clinton. That's why the Bushes are already appointing all these Clinton officials. That's why they have said they're already getting ready for the transition for her. That's why defense contractors have given 2-1 to her, even more than they've given them to Republicans. That's why Fox News is promoting her and having fundraisers, and the owner of it, Rupert Murdoch. So there's not even an election unless there's Ron Paul. Conservatives and libertarians need to understand that. The establishment knows that, now saying his supporters are terrorists. So you've got the floor. walk through it, and I'll stop you every few minutes with my comments. Here is Aaron Dykstra's analysis.
Yeah, so it's pretty clear that people want out of the Iraq war. They did the question, which candidate are you more likely to vote for? A candidate who is opposed to the Iraq war and wants to begin an immediate withdrawal from Iraq, or a candidate who wants to stay the course in Iraq? And of course, Ron Paul is the only one willing to do an immediate withdrawal.
By the way, that's a buzzword. That's a fully loaded conditioned word. I want to add, see, that's where that skewed, stay the course. Like they said for Romney, who supports the troops by keeping them there, as if supporting them means keeping them. There's a lot of semantical stuff they don't think we'd get, but that's how they wrote that up.
Oh, I agree. There's plenty of room to analyze loaded words. But in the most basic form, for the war or against the war, 49% want immediate withdrawal and 40% want to, quote, stay the course, and then another 10% are not sure. So it's clear that the votes are falling amongst conservatives, amongst Democrats, amongst everyone for an immediate withdrawal overall.
And let's go ahead, and then how did that question tie to Ron Paul?
Well, it doesn't directly tie to Ron Paul, but we know, of course, he's going to withdraw.
See, I told him to do the question for Ron Paul, says he's against the war, this guy says he's for it, this guy says he's for it, this guy says he's for it, who are you for? And it turned into that. Mm-hmm. Okay, go to the next one.
But the big exciting news is in this blind bio poll, where we have a number of different biographies of candidates without their names. This is their policies then. Ron Paul is a big, big winner. Overall, the blind bio for Ron Paul, Ron Paul's policies have 32.8%, with another 20% unsure, and the other guys just drop like flies.
They're
18, 12, 15. Giuliani has 18.6, Romney has 15, Thompson has 12 something. Ron Paul's a big winner there, and all across the demographics, some demographics, he's a really big winner.
Yeah, we need to have a few articles that say amongst this age and this group, you know, the highest numbers on that. Go over some of those numbers.
Well, they have some demographics. People are wondering about telephone polls versus online presence, and overall, I'd have to say these are not online people.
In fact, they ask questions about that.
Yeah, about 70% or so never use MySpace or rarely use MySpace. The same for YouTube and Facebook, I guess, kind of
the three big
signpost of our time, yeah.
So these are literally the dinosaurs, again, skewing against Paul, the worst group, but we went with the worst group to, quote, call it fair. Now we're going to do another poll, as you know, like they would do, leaning towards a candidate that goes towards Ron Paul's demographic, but continue.
Yeah, and we're surprised to see, although 70-plus percent are not users of YouTube, Facebook, or MySpace, basically not online people overall. They still favor Ron Paul in a blind bio by 35%, 36%. Those who even never use it are still 31% in favor of Ron Paul, and the other people are still way down there. So that's pretty exciting numbers.
Now, the way polls work, though, the more people you have, the more choices people tend to break it up more. I mean, when you've got them asking about all these candidates, it's a big deal to get 30-plus percent. Which we saw in all the Fox News polls and others and IP polls, where he would generally get 30-plus percent, maybe down in the 18s. That number keeps showing.
Well, yeah, if they're going to vote just on the Iraq war issue, Ron Paul's a hands-down winner.
Give them the number on that.
That was 49% overall, and then the other candidates will be splitting amongst the 40%.
Which demographics did he do best with on the question of the blind bio?
On the question of the blind bio...
I know this is tiny text.
Sorry, there's a lot of different demographics here. He is a, let's see, he's a very big winner among rural voters, but he's also a winner amongst large city, small city, suburbs, you name it. He didn't lose in any of the physical living areas. And then amongst ideology questions, He won across the board, except for the very conservative and conservative. It split more amongst the
tell the groups he won
votes.
Tell the groups he won.
He won progressives, liberals, moderates. He's a very big winner, 38%, whereas the others are in the 12, 11, 18% area. And then there's still another 19.4, almost 20% outstanding amongst the moderate voters, the largest voting bloc in the whole country, which is why he's going to just crush Hillary in a general election if he ever got there.
We need an article about how this shows he would crush Hillary, because it certainly shows that. And of course, as Ogden just showed last week, he got 15% and growing in New Hampshire. He could win, folks. That's why Ron Paul's exploding right now. It's literally reached hysteria level. Thank God he's on Wednesday. Continue.
Sure, sure. Union voters, they find that approximately a third of the voters identify as being in a union. Ron Paul gets 36.6% of the vote there. The next highest is Not Sure with 23%. And after that, we have Mitt Romney with 16.9%. Amongst non-union voters, people who did not identify as being in a union, which is about twice as many people.
Ron Paul has double-digit leads against everybody when the actual policies are put in front of people.
Yeah, that's right, and that's true no matter, regardless of location.
That's a headline. Double-digit. Ron Paul. Ron Paul gets double-digit leads against Republicans in every major demographic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so exciting. We'll be right back with more with Aaron Dykes' poll just in.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BurkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
And to show how skewed this poll was against Ron Paul, that he still won, in every major baseline Gallup poll, Angus and Reed, Mason Dixon, she should be added in the stories we do. You've got 75 to 80% of people against the war. You've got 91% from the high 80s to the highest of 91% against the open borders. Every issue that Ron Paul is on is popular. Unless I've been seeing disinfo out on the web and news articles going, Ron Paul supports child predators online. No, they had a bill named that several times that would regulate the web and tax it and control it and track your IP addresses. And he didn't want the feds destroying the web, so he said no. They even put out a story during his congressional election last year, a year and a half ago, saying that Ron Paul was anti-gun because the NRA had endorsed a gun control bill, just like they're endorsing the new gun control bill if you've ever had post-traumatic stress disorder or any other thing that tens of millions of Americans have. If you've ever had ADHD, they say you won't be able to own a gun now. That's in the news. And they're calling that a pro-gun bill. And Ron Paul will vote against, and the NRA will put out an announcement saying he's bad. I mean, I'm so tired of the trickery. And frankly, I didn't have a lot of time. I decided to do this last Wednesday. We called Zogby. They launched the poll Friday. I had like a day and a half to get it ready. And frankly, Aaron, reading this during the breaks, I mean, I'll be point blank about it. I don't even think this is a fair poll towards Ron Paul. I mean, this Giuliani did so good. He saved everybody on 9/11, and he loves everybody, and he's so great, and everybody loves him. And then still he loses to Ron Paul. So the bottom line is, when the people, and this is the old dinosaur voters, and by that I mean people that are dinosaurs technologically. This is skewed 70%+ for people who are not online. Ron Paul still wins, and they also said they were going to skew towards Republicans. They advised us, since it was a Republican primary, to do that. And I wasn't going to argue. I wanted it to be done quick because they only poll every 2 weeks. And, I mean, Aaron, do you agree with what I'm saying, or what's your take?
I do agree, but I think it's clear that it's the policies who are a winner here. It's clear from reading these bios of Romney and Giuliani and Thompson, they stand for nothing and they really haven't accomplished.
There's no policies
anything
in the bio, and by the way, they use their official bios.
And these aren't bios we wrote up, by the way. These were written by Zogby, and we had to change.
And it's basically taken from them, yeah.
Yeah, we had to change the most loaded words, like, he's a great leader. And they're crediting Romney, for instance, as his biggest accomplishment is, quote, saving the 2002 Winter Olympics, which means nothing nationally, obviously. I don't even know if I'd consider that an accomplishment, but that's up to
the
you.
The dollar's in the toilet, everything's falling apart. And I mean, that's the point. And by the way, these bios are from their websites. That's what Zogby did. And then for Paul, they wrote one that really wasn't. So, I mean, if you, and we're going to post all these. This is skewed towards Paul, but we, quote, we're going to let them do one of their mainline polls just so we could experience it and write about it and talk about it.
Yeah, so these are people who are not MySpace and YouTube users, for instance. Over 70%+ are not frequent. They're either rarely or never users of MySpace. Some of them aren't even familiar. And Ron Paul still dominates when we're talking about the policies. It's clear people advocate terms like smaller government, individual liberty, following the Constitution, never raising taxes, amongst Democrats and Republicans. This is what people want.
Which shows the paradigm shattered. Democrats get now that big government isn't their friend.
Yeah, it's just that Ron Paul's name hasn't been shoved out into the mainstream media like Giuliani, Romney, over and over. But the policies Ron Paul has, people want them. It's pretty clear from
the Well, in the stories, we need to point out, Zogby got 15 points for him in New Hampshire last week. He's showing up in 9 in other polls. He is surging fast right now. That's the key battleground. Absolutely, stay there. I want to get into some more of these demographics. And should I take phone calls next hour, or should I do what I said I'd do and get into the police state martial law news? I don't know what to do. It's just there's so much news I haven't even gotten to yet, and this whole poll situation is off the chart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Spot.